to say. You never stop, you just don't quit. Dreams are exact, believe in. Holy dreams, till you get up off your ass. Everything takes a little work, if you know what I mean. Everything else is just a dream.
Charismatic, causing havoc, beer drinking, ass kicking, comedic, strategic, no work, all play, lead singer of Detroit Perfect and Halfway. I am your host, Bill Halfway Hamill, and you are listening to Hamill's Halfway House. Now, these first couple of bands were brought to my attention by my fellow Detroit Perfect cohort, Mr. Shawnee Constant. Now, Sean and I have been through some wars, and that's against other people and against one another. But I have nothing but love for the man. I love him like a brother. He is probably the smartest motherfucker I know, and he's got great taste in music. So I take his word for it when he tells me, hey, Bill, check out this band. Now, Sean didn't ask me to plug anything for him, but I'm going to do that anyway. I was searching some shit on the internet just now, getting ready for the show, and I see he's got a new page up on Facebook that I wasn't aware of. So, without his knowledge, I went and I linked it over to the Detroit Perfect page. So, do yourselves a favor. Go to facebook.com/DetroitPerfect. And like Shawnee Constant's new page. Love you, Sean. All right, now let's get on with the show. This first band is called CBJ. This is their song, and I know a little bit about this, Shot for Shot.
Let's get drunk, we'll do it all the time. Let's get drunk, we'll do it all the time. Just drink your whiskey from the bottle, I will lead and you follow. Let's get drunk, let's get drunk, we'll do it all the time. Let's get drunk, we'll do it all the time. Just drink your whiskey from the bottle, I will lead and you follow. Let's get drunk. Hit the bar, let's show, we're playing, there's nowhere to go. Time comes back at 1:25, it's okay, we're feeling alive. Yeah, baby,
with Shot for Shot. You can find them on the web at facebook.com/CBJerks. And of course, St. Patrick's Day will be coming up real shortly before the next show. I happen to be 75% Irish. The other 25 is Scottish. So, you know, I'll be enjoying a drink, ladies and gentlemen. But make sure you drink safely. If you don't drink and drive, folks, find a ride. Be smart about it. All right, that's enough for the public service announcements. You're not going to hear that very often on Hamel's Halfway House. So here's the second band brought to my attention by one Shawnee Constant. This is Max Wixon's Flying Circus, and this is their song, We Know Better.
Well, I was born a human, nothing more, nothing less. With aggression in my program, but compassion in my chest. Though I'm on top of the food chain, I'm not just an animal. I was cursed with the ability to know what's ethical. So I say goodbye to anger, greed, and hate. And that's why you find no violence on my plate. Well, I was born a human, but I won't fall in the trap of saying this is how it's always been, and I'm okay with that. Because wasn't human slavery a tradition of the past? Subjugation of another who was caught without defense. I'm no exploiter and I'm no predator. No, I am human, I know better. We're the species of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. We are human, we know better. A man on the moon and nuclear bombs. We are human, we know better. Aristotle and immunization. We are human, we know better. Shakespeare, telecommunication. We are human, we know better. To all mankind, to embrace your human mind, and to your animal self, don't surrender, 'cause we are human and we know better.
That was Matt Wixon's Flying Circus with We Know Better. You can find them at facebook.com/MWFCPunk. Now, did I tell you Shawnee Constant can pick them or what? Again, go to facebook.com/DetroitPerfect. You'll hear some great tunes. I'm a little bit biased. But like I said, I put that link to Sean's new page. Go and like that and tell him Bill said hello. All right, before we go any further, folks, let me get some plugs in. This is a listener-supported podcast. You can subscribe to Hamel's Halfway House on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and type in Hamel's Halfway House. Visit me and everything Halfway Hamel at halfwayhamel.com. Follow me on Twitter at Halfway Hamel. And visit me at Reverb Nation at reverbnation.com/halfwayhamel. All right, now that's enough of that shit. Now, if you do happen to follow me on Twitter already, or on Facebook, you'll see that I was teasing this week's show about a big, huge interview that I have with a huge influence on me who made a huge mark in my life, and my favorite band out of Detroit. He's the lead guitar player. He is none other than the legendary Ricky Rat. This show will be airing Saturday, so tomorrow on Sunday at Smalls in Hamtramck, Sylvain Sylvain from the New York Dolls, along with Glenn Matlock, the original bass player of the Sex Pistols, will be performing acoustically with none other than Ricky and Brian of the Brats. So make sure you go and check that out. And then again, the huge reunion show, again at Smalls, Saturday, April 12th. And I guarantee you do not want to miss this. It is going to be off the hook. So go to smallsbardetroit.com and get your tickets, because I'm pretty sure this shit is going to sell out. I got to thank Ricky one more time for doing the show. It means so much to me. He was such a cool cat. You know, sometimes when you meet your heroes, you're disappointed. I could say I was anything but. So thank you so much, Ricky. And so without further ado, I'm going to play you the interview. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat now. I have with me none other than the legendary lead guitar player for the Trash Brats and a solo artist with his brand new single, Tokyo Pop, which you can find at rickyrat.bandcamp.com. I give you none other than Ricky Rat. How's it going, Ricky?
It's going pretty good. How's it going there?
Oh, it's going great. This coming Sunday, you'll be doing an acoustic show with Brian from the Brats, opening for Syl from the New York Dolls and Glenn Matlock. And for those of you who don't know, Glenn Matlock was the original bass player for the Sex Pistols before the infamous Sid Vicious. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Sex Pistols and New York Dolls are two of our main influences, so Brian and I are really excited to be able to be a part of the show. We Trash Brats played some shows with Sylvain in the past, which were always a lot of fun. This will be our first time ever playing with Glenn Matlock. So, yeah, we're really excited about the show.
Yeah, I have a story you may find amusing about Syl. A few years ago when they opened for Poison and Motley, I was in the front row. And you know, because they went on first, so it was, you know, people were just rolling in. There wasn't that many people in the crowd. And so, you know, I was really getting into them, and I yelled, "Yeah, Syl!" And he kind of gives me like a funny look, and then he flips me off.
Wow, so he thought you were messing with
me. Well, I don't know, and then I look over at my friend, and I go, "Well, what the fuck was that all about?" And then I look back at him, and he's cracking up, and he comes over to the where I'm standing, he comes and he shakes my hand.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was funny.
Maybe just in the heat of the moment, he thought you're messing with them, because I'm sure they probably got a lot of indifference on that tour towards them, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing that. And I'm definitely... But I actually am looking more forward to hearing you guys listening... I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, hearing those songs acoustically, you know, I think will be really cool. And if you're interested in going to that show, and you should be, you can go to smallsbardetroit.com. And then Saturday, April 12th is the big reunion show at Smalls.
That's right.
And I expect that one to sell out.
Yeah, we're hoping for a good crowd. The last few have been really, really great, and you know, that's why we've kept doing them, because there's been a response for it. So we figured if there was no interest, then we would maybe stop, because, you know, we don't want to be one of those bands that does the reunion thing too often. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun for everybody, the band included. And so, you know, for now, we figured why not do another one.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it, because I've missed the last few reunion shows. And the first time I saw you guys was like right out of high school, and I was old enough to get into the impound.
Oh, okay, wow, impound. We're talking some old days there.
Yeah, I graduated in '94. So I would go every time that you guys would play the impound. I would always go. And in fact, I bought your debut record, so that was what, 91?
Yeah,
90, 91,
something like that.
Yeah, and I got it at the Record Time in Roseville.
Oh, right on. They were always a good supporter.
Yeah, they had a big display on it, and at the time I was really heavily into Faster Pussycat and Pretty Boy Floyd. And I had never heard you guys, but I saw the cover of the record, and I thought, well, these guys look pretty fucking cool. And so I bought the cassette, and I went home and listened to it, and I absolutely fell in love with it.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, you're right. Smut being my favorite on that one, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, Smut was always a fun song to play.
I'll be honest, Jokes on You's my favorite.
Yeah, that one's been out of print for like a long time, and a lot of people asked about it, and we'd love to actually get it back into print, because it seems like that, you know, that is a pretty popular one with a lot of people, but it's been long gone for a long time.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I do have it on CD, so.
Yeah.
I know on iTunes, Out of the Closet and American Disaster are available.
Yep.
And I know people can always go to myspace.com /Trashbrats and listen to some stuff. So after the reunion, you gonna do any more solo shows?
Shows coming up here and there, and you know, I got my new single Tokyo Pop, which is available digitally right now, as you were saying, like at the Bandcamp page. It's also on iTunes, the vinyl version of that is on its way now from the Touching Plant, so that'll be available really soon. So I'm excited to have the new single out finally, and I'm working on some other recordings I want to get out this year, and no real big touring plans other than a few, you know, Midwest shows here and there, and maybe going back to Europe at the end of the year.
Yeah, what's that like? And I've been to Europe, but I mean, I've never performed in Europe. How are the crowds is compared to, say, the U.S.?
Well, you know, the people over there really dig this style of music a lot. You know, there's more of a crowd for it over there than here. And, you know, it's not like our style, if we go over there, it's like, you know, we're playing like huge stadiums or anything like that by any means, but just the teaser, the tour over there, because the bands get treated really well and the people are really great, and it's just kind of like it's really hard in the U.S. because the style of music is just so far gone. I mean, there's an underground scene for it with a few bands here and there and some people that support it, but it's just so far back underground again, it's really hard to... It's not financially feasible, usually, to do long tours in the U.S. right now.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's a little bit, we'll make a comeback, because there are some young people getting into this style of music again. So that's
I saw that you just did a show with Against the Grain.
Yeah, absolutely. Down here in Indianapolis, that was a lot of fun. That was my first time seeing those guys.
Yeah, because I actually did a... an interview with them, and I saw they've been touring all over the country.
Yeah, they're doing really well. They, I think their style, which is like that heavier kind of Motorhead kind of style, it's a niche I think that's maybe easier to slide into.
Yeah.
More than type of music that me and the Brats do, you know, which people still get confused as to what do you call it, what do you play with. But yeah, I mean, they're so good at their style, and they've been working their ass off touring a lot. So I think that they're building up, they're doing pretty well for themselves, which I give them total credit, because I've always had a lot of respect for bands that just, you know, jump in the van and go out and do it themselves rather than wait for, you know, the big deal to come along or a big manager to come along. Like, you pretty much just have to take things in your own hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought of something. When I was a teenager, we had exchange students that would live with us every year. And we had one particular guy from Germany who was really heavily into punk rock. And we were driving to a house party, and Downtown Nowhere came on the radio. And I told him, I said, you got to listen to this. I said, this is a great local Detroit band. And he listens to it. I can't do a German accent, but he was like, oh, that's cool. It sounds like No Effects, which is like the last band I would have compared you to, but...
Right. Well, it's funny, though, because it's interesting how I think in the U.S. to a certain point, nowadays, and for a long time, bands, people sometimes, they even look at a band before listening to a band, so obviously we got nailed with a lot of different things with our image, but... In Europe, it's more like they don't judge you quick on that.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned Germany, because that's the only time the Thrash Bats played in Europe, was a small tour of Germany back in 1996. And it was awesome. I mean, it was really great. And so I don't think, you know, I think over in Germany, we're thought of right away as more of a punk band. They don't look at it as some people here saw the way we looked and thought we were a hair band, even though we don't sound
any... Oh, no, not at all. I mean, when I bought your first record, because, you know, I was, like I said, like, really into that scene, and that's what I was expecting, but that wasn't it at all, you know? But, I mean, I was a huge punk rock fan as well, so...
Right. So you were open-minded enough to, because that's where we used to fall into the gray area before we had our own crowd. We were pretty much equally hated on both sides of the coin, because... You know, we were too glam or whatever for, like, the punks, you know, and then we try to play, you know, like, the more hair metal type places, like the Rips at the beginning, and we were way too punk rock, sound-wise and attitude-wise, for, you know, people that are going to like, you know, Bon Jovi or Motley Crue or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, we had nowhere to go. I mean, we were hated on all ends, and so we kind of just, we really formed our own crowd out of all that. But yeah, it was, you know, it's difficult when you have that kind of an image, you know, when you have a strong image like that, it can work for you or it can work against you, which in our case it was kind of equal.
Well, I gotta say this, I was on Facebook last night, and I love the new t-shirts, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
So yeah, I always thought you guys had really cool merch.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we wanted to make sure we had some stuff this time, because last year reunions, we really didn't have much merch. And so we have a friend of ours who's working with us on some of the stuff. And because they were like, yeah, you know, you really need to have some shirts this time. People really want some new shirts. And so the design with the four pictures on it, that was originally from a flyer poster from a reunion a couple years back that a friend of ours did. And we thought, oh, that looked really cool as a shirt, so we figured we'd do those, and then just ones with just the big classic Trash Bats logo on it, too.
Yeah. And, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So we have a bunch of merch for sale at the show, and again, we get a lot of people asking about some of the earlier stuff, again, even like Chokes on You and all that, but we just, you know, some of the funds to press that stuff up ourselves, and really until, like, a label or someone approaches us to do it, some of that stuff's kind of, you know, it's just out of print for the time being.
Yeah, I had a purple one with a yellow logo.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember when we did some of those bright colors, yeah.
All right, anything in particular you'd like to plug, Ricky?
Not really, just, good to see a lot of people there, April 12th, and those shows are always kind of like reunions, too, because we get to see a lot of faces we haven't seen in a while, and hopefully see some new faces, new generations getting into the music, and we really appreciate all the support everybody's given us up to this point.
Yeah, because it's an all ages show, correct?
Yeah, we've had people bring their kids. I mean, not even teenagers, but like younger than teenagers, like, you know, under 10 and 12. And yeah, it's all ages, so everybody that wants to go can go.
Okay, great. You can find Ricky at ReverbNation.com/RickyRat. Again, the single Tokyo Pop is at RickyRat.bandcamp.com. If you want to listen to the Brats, go to MySpace.com/TrashBrats. Their records, Out of the Closet and American Disaster, are both available at iTunes. I got to thank you so much, Ricky. It has been an absolute honor. I feel like a 14-year-old fanboy.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, man. And I'm looking forward to both of these shows.
Oh, right on, man. Well, then we'll see you and everybody there.
Yeah, when you do a solo tour, I will definitely make it out for that.
Yep, keep everybody informed on that, definitely, like on my Facebook page and whatnot. And so I think I'll be, you know, coming back to play in Detroit in May, probably.
In May?
Yep.
Great deal, man.
Great, man. Well, thanks again for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Man, I am fucking giddy. How fucking cool was he? How cool was that? Again, this show will be airing on Saturday, the 15th. So the show at Smalls, the acoustic show with Glenn Matlock and Sylvain, will be the 16th, which is a Sunday, and that's at Smalls, smallsbardetroit.com. If you can make it, I highly recommend going. If you listen to the show later in the week and you miss it, make sure you go and get your tickets for Saturday, April 12th, 2014, for the Trash Brats reunion. You will see one of, if not, the greatest rock and roll show of all times, man. And that's just not bullshit. That's truth. Thanks again, Ricky, so much, man. All right, we're going to play a little Ricky Rat right now. This is Ricky Rat with Glitter People.
Come on.
legendary Ricky Rat with Glitter People. Find him at ReverbNation.com/Ricky Rat. Get his new single, Tokyo Pop, at RickyRat.bandcamp.com. And now it's time for some fucking trash brats. From the Jokes on You, this is Trap Door.
We'll be right back.
from the 1995 release, The Joke's on You. That was the Trash Brats with Trap Door. Don't forget, Saturday, April 12th, 2014, Smalls, Hamtramck. Again, I can't thank you enough, Ricky. All right, we're going to change the pace up here a little bit. Y'all know how close I am with the Looney Tunes family. King Looney about to go on tour. Kid's making a big name for himself. I was at an in-signing for him the other day. So this song I'm going to play for you is King Looney featuring none other than HBK of Doughboy's Cash Out. And this is called On the Rolly.
Yeah, you already know what it is. King Looney. Yeah, what up, kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Doughboy's Cash Out.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, get the ballin'. Stuntin' on you hoes, okay. I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my rollie. Stuntin' on you hoes, I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my rollie. Rollie. My nigga, it's the rollie. Rollie. I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my rollie. Diamonds looking snowy. How the hell you say you like me, but you only saw my rollie? It's the coldest thing on me. Hoes wanna do me. Black and orange stripes on me. Call a young nigga Tony. All I know is get money. That's why I stay paid. D-Town stand up with my nigga HBK. Hoes choosing every day, cause the money in the way. And they see a nigga risk game gold every day. They wanna know what I do, but ain't a damn thing new. Blow a hard band up and get a rest of the food. That's the only thing to do, that's the only thing to do. Sometimes a nigga get bored and spend bands on some shoes. Now it's range on them things, fresh pair frames. All that I could buy is all that you can name. I'm a nigga from the D, and I'm thinking you should know that. Let me jog your memory, I bet my rollie make you roll back. Get the ballin', stuntin' on you hoes, I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my rollie. Stuntin' on you hoes, I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my rollie. Rollie. My nigga, it's the rollie. I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my
rollie. She don't wanna fuck me, she wanna fuck my rollie. Because before I had mine, she was fucking my brody. Rolex Jubilee, two-seater, you and me. Or I could pull a Versace out and cruise through the sea. Girl want a picture, I just throwed up the Rolex. Got her drunk as fuck, she just throwed up the Moet. HBK break hearts, now you know that. So when I hit you, girl, you gon' ask me where the dough at. When I hit the club, bad bitches shouting. Rolex presidential, spent 10,000. Water like fountains, hoes looking thirsty. They all wanna fuck me, but they man wanna murk me. Icy like a Slurpee, bitches all on me. You claiming that you real, but your Rolly looking phony. Getting money, show me. You worried over boppers. I switch up these hoes like I switch up the watch. Yeah, yeah.
Stuntin' on you hoes, I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my Rolly. Stuntin' on you hoes, I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my Rolly. Rolly. My nigga, it's the Rolly. Rolly. I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my money that bought my Rolly. Look colder than Estonia. Okay. The Buffy's just looking puffy. That made my nose stuffy. Yeah. Niggas mad, cause I get it, and I live it. Make your ass get offended, fend it when I spend it. Now it's too much on the Rolex. Hoes wanting more sex. Kid bought the bottle, so we pouring up the Moet. Okay. I was raised at the top, and the nigga still here. Uh-huh. Never started from the bottom, let me make that shit clear. Yeah, nigga get the fooling like every damn night. Buy the whole damn bar for the whole damn night. Right. Yeah, we taking shots straight up. Your girl wanna break up, cause I get a trick to face you, cause she talking about that makeup. Now it's all red and gold. Come on, Rolly, Goldie. All this horsepower on my engine, you niggas is stuck on pony. I'm the one. The ace. Niggas trying to hate. Yeah. Risk game, killing niggas in the Rolly is the case.
It's the ballin'.
Stuntin' on you hoes, I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my Rolly. Stuntin' on you hoes, I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my Rolly. Rolly. My nigga, it's the Rolly. Rolly. I suppose. I just do it all the time, and I blame it on my.
and I ain't talking about the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, of Doughboy's Cash Out with On the Rollie from his just released this past week mixtape, Call the Night. You can find him at ReverbNation.com/KingLudy. And now, my boys out of Atlanta, by way of Detroit Rock City, this is the Force Field Within the Hood.
Cheetah. Yeah. Ha. Ha. What up, hello? Ha.
Hey, yo, hello.
Doc Pinger. Somebody say.
Somebody looking for a nigga.
I'm in the hood, bitch.
Way hard to find.
Say yes the best. Yeah.
I'm talking about hard to find.
Ha.
Y'all know where we be at.
Mile Blackstone, Detroit, where they raised me. Knew since I was half grown, I was half crazy. You know where to find me, them killers right behind me.
Yeah.
See the star, the Navy,
yeah.
Better get the army.
Yeah.
Real fucking army, homie, we with the gunplay. 50 cal, sparrow, barrel, gone with your AK. Homie, I ain't hard to find, never ran from there, nigga. Put you in the van, nigga. Torture you on film and then we'll send it to your fam,
nigga.
Like the Taliban,
nigga.
Call that killer cam,
nigga.
Shout out to the Dipset. I ain't met a chick yet that wouldn't pay to get a lick and put her lips on this dick. I'm looking for computer love, a girl that love to download. Drive through my city, sounds banging, fit it down low. Haters watching every move, it's worth a 40 pound vote. Thinking G to slipping, pimping, I'ma make that sound go. Blah. Stone and 7 Mile, this is what they made me. Knew since I was half grown, I was half crazy. If she the star was Wayne, then I guess that I will be baby. Tractor and trailer rolling since the late 80s. Eastside born, but the West is really what gave me my hustle, my ambition, my drive to get at the ladies. Aim for the head, but no garment is fully bulletproof. Modified barrel, pushing power to put a hole in you. Fuck what you going through, homie, this CBO. I got problems of my own, so you low on a totem pole. Oh, I should let you know, we bossing up all the time. If a nickel fall off, I bounce back up on my grind. Yeah, clouds over my head, they resemble them dollar signs. I assemble the team, cause money is on my mind. I said money is on my mind. I said money is on my mind. You can quit looking for me, nigga. I ain't hard to find. I'm in the hood.
What up, though? Gina Starr, Robert Ulo, The Force Field. Find him at ReverbNation.com/ The Force Field 4, as in the number 4. Now, I'm not one to usually ask for favors, am I? I don't know. But I have a favor to ask each and every one of you. I want you to go to warped.battleofthebands.com/u/TPDC and vote for this next band. And this next band is the Porcelain Doll Collection with their song Riot Queen.
Looking pretty.
With Riot Queen. Check them out at theporcelaindollcollection.com and you can get all the info and get them on the Warped Tour. And now, my friends, Stroller Coaster with Drink My Purple Kool-Aid.
Gotta get a job. I know I need to make money, but I really don't want to get a job because I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, chill on Facebook 12 hours
yeah,
a day.
Lazy.
I couldn't tell you last time I got paid.
I
other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo, and I'm in deep.
I'm in debt.
But who has time to pay the bills? I'm a busy man. I got no time to kill.
I got
things I need to get
That's
done.
Right.
Yeah, I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job. I need a job, but I don't